back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Our next guest is a hell of a football player, great guy, obviously a team captain at Oregon State, and he'll be joining us throughout the college football season, courtesy of Jamba. Life is better blended. Jaden Robinson, defensive back, Oregon State, is joining us. How are you, man? It's football season. It feels like we're in rhythm again.
Yes, sir. It finally does. It's about that time in a couple of days. I can't wait. I can't wait to go out there with the team and do it. I love it.
All right, before we get into the interview, over the years we've had this Jamba interview. Jaden Grant really started it. It was his fault. He started talking about how much he loves Jamba, and all of a sudden Jamba heard it and said, okay, you know, we'd like to be part of this. But give us an idea, Jaden. You go to Jamba in Corvallis. What are you ordering?
I'm getting a razzmatazz. You know, that's the favorite. But the real sneaky one is the Fruity Pebble. That's the secret menu one. That's the one you guys got to try.
What's in the Fruity Pebble?
I'm not sure. Like, if you ever had the cereal like Fruity Pebbles, yeah. It tastes like that, but in a smoothie.
Okay, I'm gonna order that because I am a razzmatazz guy. You have good taste. You're obviously excited about the season. I'm excited about the season. Coaches always want more time. Players want to play games. What is it going to be like for you? You know, here we are on a Thursday. Just a couple days from now, this time, you will be on a football field in the middle of a game. I mean, it feels like it's here. And how excited are you to get out and play a game?
Man, I can't wait. You know, I'm ready to get to work with the guys. You know, this is something we've been working for these last couple months, you know, summer included. You know, I think it's going to be a sight to see, you know, to go out there and put on a Beaver performance for you guys. So I'm stoked. I'm ready to do it. And I know the guys are too.
Trent Bray's first game as a head coach. You've been around him. You know him as a coordinator and a coach. Has he been any different? Do you see him kind of migrating into the head coaching role, or is he still kind of just Coach Bray as he was a coordinator?
No, I think, you know, he's honed in more. I think he's, you know, he's taken what's in front of him and he's ready for it. You know, I think he's ready for anything in front of him right now. So we got our first opponent this week. He's ready to take care of business as he would as my D coordinator or the linebackers coach when I was first here. So I think we're ready to do it.
I have some friends in the Big Sky. I asked him, you know, what's Idaho State going to do? They say they're going to put the ball in the air. They're going to try to throw the ball. They'll try to throw. I don't know if they will be able to throw on you guys, but what do you see on film when you scout Idaho State?
You know, we see a lot. We got a lot of adjustments to what they do. You know, I think we're ready for what they got to bring. It's going to be a lot of takeaways. You know, I'm going to give me one. I know the other DBs are ready to do it. So it's going to be a sight to see. It's going to be a good first game at Reser, I feel like.
All right, fall camp. You know, coaches will always say, well, I learned this about my team or I learned this about a player. I've never asked a player this, but give me something that you learned about the team or your teammates during camp.
You know, I would say, like, we're all workhorses. You know, I think we're all ready to get down and dirty for each other. You know, I think we're ready to get the job done at the end of the day. You know, we may face a couple setbacks along the way, but, you know, we respond, not react in the face of adversity. So, you know, I think that's what we're here to do.
You've taken, you know, obviously a leadership role as a captain and a guy who's been in the program for a few years. And you had talked, I think, in our last conversation about wanting to be more vocal, wanting, you know, you haven't always been that way back in high school, but does that come naturally to you, or do you have to kind of force yourself to be more of a lead with some words guy?
No, I think, you know, it just comes with, you know, practice. You know, I'm around the guys a lot more. You know, I vocalize how I feel a lot of the time, you know, about effort, you know, emphasizing a lot of the little things I learned along the way in my journey, you know, making sure those are on point. So, you know, nothing else slips up, you know, so everything's consistent. Everything works as one. I think that's the biggest thing. Yeah.
Your mom saw that I tweeted. I was promoting you coming on the show. I don't know if you saw her on Twitter, but, you know, she said, hey, Jaden needs his own promotion. Like, don't put him in there with the Ducks. And so I broke it out. We promoted you separately. Your mom loved it. But I think at some point I would love to get her on the show. I know she's probably streaming this and listening, but you know, you've talked before about the decisions and the courage she showed in her life, kind of picking you up and relocating you and what she means to you. And will she be at the game? Does she come to games? How does, you know, give us an idea.
She's going to be at every game. She won't be at this first game, though. She's going to be at the San Diego State one and all the other ones, though. But she's for sure going to be at all the games.
And then, you know, I think we need to get her on air at some point. You know, is she a singer? Is that right? Does she sing?
She sings / songwrites / raps, so she kind of does it all. But yeah, we could definitely get her on the show. I'll definitely talk to her about it.
Well, I love
it. That happening.
Yeah, I love that. I think she brings some energy to the show. We especially like on a Friday, you know, maybe we'll get her on in front of the San Diego State game on a Friday or something. Jaden Robinson is with us. He will join us every week, courtesy of Jamba. Life better blended with Jamba. I know Jamba's going to set you up, you know, I don't want to tell you how to use your Jamba, but will you bring teammates with you, or, you know, will you be selective, or how will you, if you're treating guys to Jamba, give me an idea of how you will do that. Who would you take with you if you're going? Who's another Jamba fan that you'd love to hang out with at Jamba?
You know, I think my whole room, the DB room, you know, I'm going to take care of them for show first. I'm going to take care of them. And then, you know, everybody else who wants Jamba, whoever else likes Jamba, they could come ask me. We go, or they could just go. However I figure out how to do it, we could do it like that.
And you're an online order guy, because when I told Steve at Jamba, I said Jaden's going to be our guy. Apparently, they knew you at the Corvallis location.
Hey.
So, you know, so this has got good synergy to it, I guess.
Hey, definitely. Every time I got that first cut, had to stop by Jamba on the way back every time.
Give me, you know, I know people will see you on the field, but give me an idea. What do you do in your free time that maybe has nothing to do with football? Let us get to know you a little bit.
I mean, I play the game a lot recently, honestly, because the NCAA came out.
Okay.
But, I mean, other than that, I like to just listen to music in my free time, you know, meditate, journal, you know, reflect on the better things in life and what I can do to better myself, my teammates, and the people around me. But, yeah.
I was talking about numbers in the last segment. We were talking about numbers that had been retired and NFL rookies who were picking their numbers. How did you get the number you wear? And you know, have you always worn number 4, or give us some background on why you end up in that jersey?
Well, originally, like high school, my first time playing was the end of my sophomore year. I was 80 because I like Chad Ocho. I like to watch him when I was growing up, in Jerry Rice. So then after that, I ended up not being able to get my number my senior year, so I had to go to 4, and I kind of just stuck with that. And I kind of played it to my family, like me, my mom, my brother, and God, as those 4 things that bring us all together. So that's really what I love about my number, and that's really how I got it.
And you'll wear it on defense, and as I understand, Javonnie McCoy, the quarterback who will start Saturday, wears it on offense, which, you know, I'll always get a question after the first game or two. Why are there 2 number 4s? How does this work? And I go, they're never on the field at the same time. So don't worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. But Javonnie at quarterback, you get to see Javonnie, you get to see Ben Gulbertson, all of the quarterbacks. Can you give us kind of a scout on Javonnie McCoy, what we can maybe expect from him on Saturday?
I mean, I think he's going to cut it loose. I think he's ready. You know, I think all of our QBs are looking good. Vonnie's going to he's gonna cut it loose. He's going to show you what his arm could do. He's going to show you what his legs could do. I think he's versatile. I think he's going to get the job done for us. I think he's going to convert what we need him to convert. I think he's smart, and yes.
All right, and then, you know, are you a guy who doesn't sleep well the night before a game, 2 nights before? Do you start thinking about it? Is it exciting to you to the point where, like, you know, you have kind of a restless sleep? Or are you on the other end of the spectrum where, you know, other guys have said, no, I sleep like a baby the night before a game?
I'm more like, some games it depends. Like, sometimes I'll wake up a little too early, but, you know, I think that's just me wanting to get ready to hurry up and play the game. But some other times, you know, I do get a lot of rest, and I feel refreshed when I wake up. So, I mean, it varies depending on to game, I feel like, week to week.
You have nothing to do in the middle of the summer. There's no practice. There's no workout. What time do you wake up? No alarm clock. What time are you waking up?
6:15, 6:30.
That early? Why that early?
6:15. Body alarm.
Yeah.
Over time, you got to get up and do everything every day. It's just no alarm. You're going to wake up.
I have three daughters, Jaden. I am up at about 5:45, 6 o'clock every morning because it's just happening. It starts to happen right about 6 o'clock, 6:15.
You got to get us all moving.
Yep. I appreciate you coming on. I will see you at the stadium on Saturday. And keep up the fight. We'll get you on every week. We'll get your mom on at some point. Love for people to get to know her a little bit. And you're just such a good story, and I think very easy to root for. And, you know, we had Brandon Huffman, who covered you as a high school kid, who came on, I think, a week or two ago, and he just said, man, just so easy to root for Jaden Robinson. So you got a lot of fans out there, a lot of listeners and Beaver fans who are eager to see what you can do this season. So go get that takeaway on Saturday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Jaden Robinson, there he goes, courtesy of your local Jamba. And it literally, okay, this isn't an NIL thing, okay? This is several years ago. We've always done these Oregon State interviews. And we've done the Oregon interviews, as you evidenced today. We just have never settled on one Oregon athlete over and over and over again. But Jaden Grant, who was our guy for a couple seasons, makes a mention on air that he gets a Jamba. Well, Jamba happened to be listening, and they said, oh, we'd like to connect with Jaden. Jaden meet Jamba, Jamba meet Jaden. Next thing you know, it's more or less Jaden's got, you know, he's an ambassador to Jamba Juice. And then came Anthony Gold last season, who said, hey, Jaden Grant's gone. Could I be the Jamba guy? And so now Jaden Robinson is your Thursday Jamba interview. He'll be with us throughout the season. And if you want to catch him in Corvallis, you can find him at the Jamba location there. And I literally got a text today from Steve at Jamba who said that the Corvallis store says that Jaden Robinson orders using his mobile app. And so he is a frequent consumer of Jamba, and he'll be with us throughout the season. Leave it here. We got some parting thoughts coming up.